allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Hi there, I'm Devin Wilkins, and I was born blind with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. However, thanks to surgeries and some good luck along the way, I've managed to have several of my radio dramas aired on Ryerson Radio back in the 1970s, and this is my third season of doing Insight Peterborough on Trent Radio.
This just goes to show that even if you have a physical disability, anything is possible. If you've been recording radio for decades and can still do it with a smile on your face and keep your sanity while having no sight, you're doing something right. Have a great one.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Show. my bubble. Le tirantre. Le tirantre. On est beau, on est bien, c'est the place to be. Y'a du choix, ma spie, reste une tasse. Ça sera tête squeezée, mais on te fera fêter. T'es-tu paré? Parce qu'on part tout de suite.
You're Goodness, I was so worried. Had a little bit of a freak out. Sorry about that. Hey, everybody, it's Indie Wake Up Wednesday with your girl, Simone the Moan. Now, as you can probably figure out, I'm by myself, which will explain all of the cascading technical difficulties going on. We kind of had a double header, so to speak. There was another show on. My hand kind of moved the mouse a little bit, and it kind of just went away. And then Jeff came in with the episode, our Just In Case episode. Thank goodness we had that episode there so that you could hear something in the place of the episode that was supposed to go on at 7, but What a great episode. He's so good. Jeff the Movie Nerd is so good. I was able to just kind of see him going, wow, So, much apologies, Jeff the Movie Nerd. I'm supposed to learn from you, but I guess it'll take some time. Some people a little bit slow, a little bit clunky, but we're here, and I'm glad. So happy that we finally, I can hear myself. I think it's going properly now. And I was worried, I was a little bit dismayed, but had to kind of sit here and kind of look at the board and look at all the switches and just kind of sit here and think about it in my mind and go, okay, how does, try to kind of remember, where does Jeff move? Which switches does he kind of move? Let me see if I could read it to see if it's going to make sense and try to remember how it goes. Because usually I sit beside Jeff, so I'm sitting in Jeff's spot right now. So I think it'll be okay. So how's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. It's a kind of a wintry, wet Wednesday. I came walking in, it's pitch darkness, very, very black, very, very dark, looking kind of like the Nightmare Before Christmas, but kind of foggy, kind of spooky a little bit, but still kind of beautiful. So got to adjust to the weather and everything getting a little bit darker now, and that's just the way it is. But it's also the Christmas season, so there's a lot of lights, and that was really nice kind of coming in on the bus, just seeing all the beautiful lights downtown. And we are in the Christmas season. It's the holidays. Everybody's kind of getting ready and thinking about family and what they're going to do and what they're going to eat and what they're going to buy. So we're kind of well into that. So, I mean, I'm excited about that, thinking about my family. Some sober thoughts, some sweet thoughts. We're going to be talking about Old Farm Fine Foods. Love that place. And maybe some Christmas movies. Just to dial back a little bit, the music that we heard, and we're back. We heard the song, let's say Radio Days Are Coming Back by Shauna Lee. Before that, we had You're My Favorite Waste of Time by Marshall Crenshaw. Before that, we had Maserati's by the Tripwires. And before that, we had Le Tout Rentre Dans La Bobola by Lisa LeBlanc. I'm sorry, Lisa, if I kind of butchered that. Please forgive me. I gotta go back to French class. Gotta go visit Montreal or something like that. Please forgive me about that. Anyway, quickly, really excited to kind of go see my family, see the kids. All the kids are growing, my little nieces and nephews. Last time I saw them, it's almost like you took, like, they're like rubber bands, and you just kind of stretched their neck and stretched their arms and stretched everything. So very excited to go up and see them shortly at the end of December on Christmas. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to seeing my mom because she's doing really, really well. She wasn't well in November, but she's a lot better. And really great news, she's cancer-free. So I'm really, really excited about that. God is good. The prayers are working. Pretty, pretty wonderful stuff. So really excited about that. And So next up, we're going to hear, it's coming up now, from Mattel, a song called How It Ends. I'm Simone Lamone, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9, the station of the nation. Check this out.
Again, that was how it began, and this is how it ends. This is how TV set. Apologies to everyone without a clue. I'll keep the gates open for the rest of you. And I can put a good word in for all of my friends. That was how it began, and this is how it ends. This is how it ends. This is how it ends. And this is how it ends. And now that all of my debts are paid, I'll be laid to rest, and with the rest to lay a few seeds for the people coming after me. You can go back home, cause I set myself free. And God knows the getting was good for a while. Shovel that dirt to cover this pile and take a good look at these dividends. That was how it began, and this is how it ends. This is how it ends. This is how it ends. This is how it ends.
But
Let's see. Oh, there we go. There, I'm back there. Excellent, excellent. Hopefully you can hear the music there. And it's going. All right. Yeah, so Jeff the Movie Nerd is amazing at picking songs. And he has his own taste, and he really does like punk, and he likes rock and stuff, and he knows it's not quite my cup of tea. And every so often, he picks some music that I think he has me in mind. Really, really like that last one, Don't Trip. I be tripping quite often. So I really like that one. That one was by, let's see, Aqua Culture. Before that, we had Honey Glazed by the Tandoori Knights. And before that, we had a song called I'm Not Sleepy by Chris Isaak. And before that, we had Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. And then, yes, before that, we had Mattel, How It Ends. Okay, here we go. We are keeping on. We're having a good time. We're doing the thing. And yeah, so now we're in the portion of our show where we talk about our favorite friends at Old Farm Fine Foods, our amazing sponsors that keep us filled up with great, tasty foods that are delicious and nutritious, nutrient dense, as they say. Really, really good. And yeah, so if you're looking for, now that it's Christmas time, and you know, you want to find something, you could, if you wanted to, like you could go to Winners or HomeSense, or you could, you know, walk around in the Bay or something like that, or you could support your local business and check out something at Old Farm. Like one of the things now that I think it's really, really wonderful because we've got the internet and we've got more information than we've ever had before than we had in the past, where we just kind of basically just, you know, you had the commercials and you had Fruit Loops and you had Wonder Bread and you had all this stuff. And now we're learning so much more about health and how we can kind of preserve our bodies and our nutrition, and kind of really learning that a lot of the stuff that we learned was all kind of upside down. And people are more into wellness and taking care of themselves and really are caring about their food and what's in the food. I think Old Farm is like the perfect place. If you want to find savory stuff, if you want to find sweet stuff with ingredients that you can pronounce. And so I wanted to kind of put together a list of my favorite things by Simone the Moan and Jeff the Movie Nerd. Our favorite things are 24 favorite Old Farm food list of 2024, the top 24 of 2024. excuse me. Let's see. All right. Let's starting with number 24, ginger snap cookies. These are so good. They've got the little spicy bite. They're a bit chewy, little sprinkling of sugar on top. Forget insomnia cookies. Forget crumble, forget them all. You need these ginger snap cookies. They come individually wrapped. They're $2 a piece. You can throw them in your stocking stuffer. Awesome. Number 23. If you like Reese's Pieces, forget Reese's Pieces. You will love organic almond butter cups. Okay, this is for the person who has a lot of food sensitivities. This is organic, it's dairy-free, and it's also gluten-free. It's simply the most exquisite, flavorful, and luscious butter cup ever. They go for about $5.50. Also, they're kind of individually packed in really cute packaging, really, really sweet packaging, like light blue and pink. Great for a stocking stuffer. Awesome. All right, number 22, if you need cream for your coffee, every Wednesday, Jeff brings coffee for us, and it's from Limestone Organic Creamery. They are certified. They've been certified organic for the past 27 years. They're committed to a grass-fed program producing nutrient-dense dairy. It's good for the planet because they reuse your glasses. So you just don't throw them out, and then you don't know what happens to them when you recycle them. Sometimes it ends up in a landfill anyway. You can give them back to the creamery. They reuse them. And today their eggnog is coming in and I hear that it's amazing. People rave about this eggnog, that you need the eggnog from Livestone Creamery. Awesome. Okay, number 22. I love this drink. It's the County Bounty Artisanal Soda Company. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's awesome. It's really, really great. I love this soda. It's a very light. It's not heavy. It's not like a Coca-Cola, or sometimes even a ginger ale can kind of be very syrupy and kind of really heavy. This is very, very light. Way better for you than anything out there. Locally grown Ontario fruits are used in this soda. 50% less sugar. That's huge. 50% less sugar, all natural preservatives or no preservatives at all. Awesome. These go for about $3 a can. My favorite flavor is blackcurrant lemonade because I love anything lemonade. It's delicious. I highly recommend. It's a woman-owned company and they're from Napanee, same place as Avril Lavigne. So it must be good. So check those out. Also really, really great stocking stuffer. You can just throw them in there. Great for the kids as well. Okay, number 20, Coffee County Roasters. Also locally owned, family-run micro coffee roaster located in Prince Edward County. What I love about this local place is that like these are places you can actually go to see if these places are like real. It's not some kind of foreign place. You have no idea where anything is. You don't know what's going on. It's fresh, it's organic, and it's ethically sourced. So they kind of do the research and they kind of look around the world to find where it's ethically sourced and where it's also, they also kind of support initiatives that empower women to kind of run their own businesses in Peru. Really awesome. They kind of run about $20 a bag and you've got all kinds of roasts that you can check out. Okay, that's number 20. So coming in at number 19 is ground beef. Ground beef from Double J Farms. These are just the hardest working people. Wonderful, wonderful people, Dowling family. This is an organic grass-fed, grass-finished. Now, if you know, you know. If you look at this, their meat compared to the meat that you might get in Food Basics or maybe Loblaws, it's going to look very, very different. The cows eat grass, I guess, all year round, and from the beginning to the end. They're not fattened up with kind of all this extra stuff. They eat the grass. So all the nutrients in the grass, they eat it, and then you eat the cows. All of that is going into you. It's really, really healthy, very good for you. Family-run business on Howe Island, nutrient-dense. If you got a friend who is very health-conscious, even for you, you want to kind of turn over a new leaf and you want to kind of start something, start with this. I've seen it kind of maybe $15 a pound, well worth it. You're going to get something that you right away, at least I feel it when I eat this meat, I kind of feel, you just feel the, like you feel like you're getting the nutrients, like going straight to your brain. It really, really makes a big difference. Okay, number 18 is the pizza. It's an Old Farm staple. People swear by this all over the city. It's been called the best pizza in the city. It's made by scratch every day. There's always a veggie and a meat option. And you get wonderful ingredients like terrazzo mushrooms, red pepper, zucchini, black olives, feta. They've got it all. Get it there by noon, okay? Because it goes very, very fast. Fresh sliced cod will cost you about $6.22. Well worth it. Very, very tasty. Everything's made from scratch. Okay. The dough, everything. Like they've got like worker elves who like work around the clock, just like at Santa's like workshop, just doing this for the people. It's very, very good. Yummy. That pizza, you got to get it. Okay. Number 17, a bag of cookies. Now, these are not just any cookies. Okay, I've mentioned cookies. It got wonderful variety of cookies. I mentioned the ginger cookies. This is another bag of cookies that are oatmeal, coconut, cranberry, chocolate chip cookies. Have you ever heard of that combination? I've never heard of that combination before. This is kind of different. It's kind of special. I really like it. It's an Old Farm specialty. You get a nice, cute little bag. Each bag goes for about $12.50. All these prices are plus include add tax to them as well. Homemade, no artificial taste. It's just really good. And you got a little chew, I like when the cookies have a little chew in there and a little bit of crunch. It's delicious. Very, very good. And of course, they make it from scratch every day. It's awesome. I can't believe it. All right. Number 16, we've got Favuzzi The Artisan's Way Ginger Beer. This is a company that makes organic ingredients sourced exclusively from Italy. So, you know, you might have that connection if you're in Europe and you go to Italy and you might really like that. It comes in lemonade and a lemonade flavor too. I'm not quite sure about the price, maybe $5 or $6. You can check, go into Old Farm for the specifics on that price. But again, it's like a sparkling drink. Nice thing to kind of put in a stocking stuffer as well. Okay, coming in at number 15, hot sauce. You need something hot. Something hot. You need some heat in your life. You need to kind of, you know, you need to spice it up a little bit. Put this on. This is something that you can use. This hot sauce, number one, you can put it as a marinade. You can put it on your ground beef. You can put it on your chicken. You can use it as a dip. You can add it to your curry. There's no rules. Like, you could do whatever you want with this hot sauce. The hot sauce, number one, like, just listen to these ingredients. Mango, watermelon, cranberry, tomatoes, hot peppers, coconut vinegar, lime juice, garlic, cumin. Yum. All I have to say is yum. It's delicious. Check in store for details and pricing on that. It's very, very good. That's Jeff's favorite. So it must be awesome. Must be awesome. Okay, number 14. Coming in, we've got honey. Wonderful honey. We know we've been having all kinds of issues with bees and, you know, are the populations kind of, are they decreasing a little bit? We've all been concerned. So it's kind of like it's a really becoming a special thing. And I think it's good for us. It's the original sweetness. It's God's sugar. I love it. Okay. We've got, it's from Honigman's Apiaries. Please forgive me. I've never really actually used that word before. Anyway, it's a local company in Kingston. Jeff's, the movie nerd's favorite flavor is buckwheat, because it's collected, the honey's collected in July and August from buckwheat flour, which is interesting. Small jar goes for about $11 plus tax. The big jar goes for about $21. That's a really good gift. I would love if someone gave me honey. Really, really great gift. And you can put it on, put a little bit in your tea, you know. It's still sugar, but I feel like if you're going to make a choice, you know, between like the, you know, glucose or whatever and the syrup and all this stuff that's another, like, choose honey. If you're going to make a choice, I'd definitely go for the honey. So that's number 14. Number 13, we've got the top selling sandwich at Old Farm Fine Foods is the smoked ham and cheddar sandwich. It is a bestseller. People love this sandwich. They swear by this. It's delicious. It will keep you going, keep you thinking clearly, help you to get stuff done. You got your classes to teach. You got your job. You got, you know, your kids. You got whatever it is you've got to do. And you need to kind of give yourself a little bit of fuel. Get this sandwich. Jeff loves it. And you come in, pick it out. He will put it on the grill for you and put it in the grill and toast it for you. It's got a little crunch, delicious. And those go for about $12.95 plus tax. All right. Number 12, we've got Charon Bourbon Jelly. Don't know too much about this, but Jeff says it's a great choice. It's $9.50. You can use it for your cheese and your crackers, date night, charcuterie boards. It's all about the charcuterie boards this year. And we just are loving them so much. They're so good. All right. Number 11, we've got Comté cheese, which is $9.50 per 100 grams. This is a French cheese made from unpasteurized cow's milk. Again, great for your charcuterie board. If you know, you know. Okay, number 10, really love this. Beautiful hand-painted Christmas ornaments. Okay, now these are not just any hand-painted Christmas ornaments. These are ornaments from Mrs. Williams. That's Jeff's mom. This is the woman responsible for making Jeff the movie nerd. Like, she made him, like, she carried him in her belly for 9 months. Like, she did that. And she's also a talented artist. Each piece is one of a kind, painted from driftwood from Prince Edward Island, as well as seashells from the seashore in PEI. You can choose from designs from Santa, minions, jellyfish, lighthouses, and palm trees. Each piece is $10 each. And the proceeds go to the food bank, which is wonderful. All right. So number 9, we've got raspberry tarts. one of my favorites. They're absolutely delicious. They're rich, they're creamy, and they're made by Mrs. Garrett. She has a family-run business, which is generational, so she's even passed it down to her kids. Mrs. Garrett started out as the butcher's wife of Garrett's Butchers, and then started making her own sweets, I guess, from home. And now her business is international, with her tarts being shipped all over the world. Amazing. You can get a tray of six for about $15 plus tax. All right, number eight, we've got another honey, a company based in Kingston with Bee Yards northwest of Yorker, Harrismith, Sydenham, Battersea, unpasteurized wildflower honey as well. They are called Generations Apiary Pure Honey. And they've got flowers which include dandelions, maples, clovers, blueberries, sunflowers. It's wonderful. 1 kilogram jar is going to cost you around $20.99 plus tax. All right, that was number eight. Number seven, we've got cheese. Okay, more cheese. Chateau de Bourgogne with truffles. I did actually practice how to say that. The pronunciation escapes me, but forgive me. That goes for 200 grams. It's about $30. This is pricey. I didn't really know too much about it, but because the truffles have to be foraged by pigs, and they're very, very hard. They're like literally impossible to cultivate. You have to use a pig to get them, and they're underground, and I guess only the pigs can get them. So that's why it's so expensive, but well worth it and very, very special. Okay,